Well, I'm joined now by one of the objectors, Roisin Saleh of Five Pillars, a Muslim media platform popular with Sunni readers, and Malik Shilbeck, the executive producer of Lady from Heaven. Thank you very much both for joining us. Roisin Saleh, first of all, it's a dramatisation. People can choose not to see it. There are no blasphemy laws in the United Kingdom. Do you actually want to see this banned?
Yes, I do want to see it banned because I think it could provoke sectarian violence on the streets of Britain. We've seen the spark lit in places like Pakistan and Iraq when these kind of communal sectarian issues come up. And it leads to violence, unfortunately. I don't want to see that in the UK.
But can I just ask you about that, though? That means that it's banned for other members of society who perhaps are not Muslim that would like to see it. You don't really want them to see it either.
It's incredibly provocative, Kirsty, for Sunni Muslims especially. It takes aim at our revered figures who we will always defend and honour, like the Prophet, like the Sahaba, the close companions to the Prophet. It shows the Prophet's face, which is very disrespectful. It's also quite racist, I think. The baddies in the film are black actors. There is no such thing as unbridled freedom of speech in this country. We've seen that by the banning of Russian TV channels in the last few months. You can't be openly homophobic or anti-Semitic or racist, so you shouldn't be openly Islamophobic as well. There is a real danger of sectarian violence in this country, and this film could very well provoke that.
Malik Shilbeck, do you take on board that actually you must have known about these sensitivities when you were setting out to make the film?
I think Roisin and others like him need to take their heads out the clouds. The world doesn't revolve around them. Islam is a very complex religion with various interpretations across the world. Hundreds of millions of Muslims agree with what's in the film and believe in what's in the film. There isn't any racism in the film. The actors that are casted as black are historically documented to be black. It's just that certain groups whitewash them in their minds, these white figures. So there isn't any of that. And on the case of the Prophet, depicting the Prophet, the Muslims all believe different things about this. There are Muslims that believe you can and cannot depict the Prophet.
So the religion isn't
dictated by Roisin.
I've only seen the trailer, I have to say, but there's a picture which I assume is of the Prophet because he's with his daughter Fatima.
Yes, correct.
So it is a picture.
I mean, it's CGI, but the thing is, Christy, that there's people all across the world that are Muslims that are okay with depicting the Prophet. Yeah. It's just Roisin's mob that don't, and they've bullied the world to believe that's the only viewpoint, which isn't the case.
But what Sunni Muslims like Roisin seem to be saying is that Shias who made the film depict them as being, with the archive that's there, akin to ISIS.
Well, yes, that's Abu Bakr and Omar, who murdered the Lady of Heaven, the daughter of the Prophet, and murdered the Prophet himself. It's not my fault that Roisin loves these individuals. My view of history is that they were barbaric ISIS-like figures. He believes they weren't. We both disagree on that. We don't need to agree.
But you actually have made a film that actually contains, you just said it there, contains religious hate.
No, it doesn't, madam. It contains history. These characters,
of history.
I mean, I can tell you, we've spent a year pre-production going through history to ensure that it's historically accurate. Everything in the film can be found in historical books that Roisin takes from. So the point is, if he disagrees with that history, no problem. He can voice his opinion, but why take it a step further to try to censor the British public to what he believes? Does he build this box for us to live in? That's the question for Roisin.
Well, Roisin, the other question rather than that just now I wanted to ask you was that, of course, there are very many Muslims in the UK, you know, Sunni, Shia, who have not protested, who do not seem to be so concerned.
3 million of them, actually.
I was just about to say, you've got 125,000, I think, out of maybe as many as 3 million, who are not making these protests, but yet your actions have intimidated a cinema chain into closing for these.
No, I was on the protests. Your guest wasn't, nor you. The protests were entirely peaceful. The police did not have to intervene. The cinema chain took its own decision for its own reasons, but you can't blame the protesters. If I can just finish, please. What your guest just said now is incredibly provocative. It pits Sunni versus Shia, basically. Sunnis will think that Shias are going to, you know, curse all they hold dear, and Shias are going to think that Sunnis killed the Prophet's daughter. It's absolutely crazy situation.
We must understand
that your guest belongs to a minority group, even within the Shia. The mainstream Shias do not behave in this provocative fashion.
Sorry, clear-cut propaganda. I haven't said any such thing, Christy.
I'm going to finish my point. The biggest Shia scholars in the world, Ayatollah Khamenei of Iran, Ayatollah Sistani of Iraq, have both said that Shias should not curse the revered figures of the Sunnis. What your guest and his cult, quite frankly, Yasser Habib, who basically produced this show, he's your guest is a follower.
I think his rhetoric is poisonous.
I'll let you in, and then do finish quickly because I have to get a right to reply.
Exile over here, and all he does is provoke Sunnis because he's a juvenile extremist. He is the Shia Tommy Robinson.
Other than being executive producer, I also am a chairman at a non-profit organization, the Rafidi Foundation, and we work with professors across the world, people from all corners of the world, who do believe in this story. So they do not have the right to dictate. And he's saying that it's a peaceful protest. They've been chanting death threats, infidel Shia, infidel Shia. They've been holding up ISIS posters. This is not a peaceful protest. This is a bullying tactic that they've applied for the however many centuries.
So let me just say, Roshan, do you believe the question of, first of all, you just finish off here.
Christy, a question.
The question of free speech in this country. Do you believe in free speech or not?
Is the question to me?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe in free speech. Of course, I'm a journalist. I want free speech. But we also live in a multicultural society. We all have to live together in peace and harmony. So there's a bit of compromise. There's a bit of give and bit of take. And in terms of Muslims, you know, you cannot be overtly anti-Semitic in this country or homophobic or racist. And as Muslims, we don't want any special favors. We just want to be treated equally like everybody else. And we want to live in communal harmony. And your guest, by characterizing the protesters as ISIS, it's a complete lie, a complete fabrication, just like the film, quite frankly.
That's fine, Christy. And a question for the guest here. He represents Five Pillars, which is a pro-Taliban news outlet, posing to be a news outlet, at least. The question for him is, do they have the right to dictate what others can express about Islam? Because his beliefs offend me. So who gets to decide now? Should we have a balanced position?
I'm afraid... One final reply on that, please, very short.
You have the right. When non-Muslims protest, there's no problem. It's dissidents, it's British values. When Muslims protest, they're easy to demonize. Big beards, thobes, you know, let's demonize them. We have the right.
You do not get to dictate what people can speak about because of your beliefs.
I thank you very much, both of you, for coming on tonight.